Now, there's a new chaser in town on the chase, and he's Irish, and he's Dara Ennis, and he's on the line. How are you doing, Dara?
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
Good. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
So it went out last night in the UK, and it went out at lunchtime here on Virgin Media One.
Yes, it did, yeah.
Right. So you're called The Menace.
I am, yeah. That's my name. That's my what most people will be calling me from now on, I think.
Yes, and are you a menacing person?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
I'm generally quite a nice person, but
right.
that's the name they gave me.
So you should have been called Rice if you wanted to have been called The Nice, because it's just that The Menace rhymes with Ennis, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's the primary reason why they had it. They wanted to call me The Professor, but I work in a university, and I said I couldn't go into work with a nickname like The Professor. That would be a bit embarrassing.
Because you're not a professor.
No,
I am not. Right, okay.
My boss is a professor.
Okay, right, okay. We'll talk about what you do, your day job, in a minute. But how does it feel now? Because this has been a long time in the making, a long time in the coming, and finally it's there, it's real. You were on the telly last night and again at lunchtime today. How does it feel?
It's very surreal because, look, as you say, it's a long time coming. I recorded that show more than a year ago.
Right.
So it's been a long, long time. And I actually started working for the Chase, like, 2.5 years ago. So yeah, it's very weird that it's all suddenly happened, and a lot of people are contacting me, and I had to turn the notifications off my phone because it was just buzzing like crazy. Everybody sending me messages.
Yeah, the people that you hadn't heard from in years, I'd imagine.
Oh yeah, people from school and like that I mightn't have seen for 5 or 6 or 10 or 15 years. All been very nice, just sort of saying congratulations and stuff.
But lots. School, you went to, you're originally from Rathcoole.
I am, yeah. So I went to Holy Family Community School in Rathcoole. I think, when did I leave there? 1998, so quite a while ago now.
Yeah, and did you go to university then locally?
Yeah, I was in Maynooth for 10 years. I did a degree and a PhD in Maynooth, and I worked there for a long time.
Okay. And you first came to the attention of the people on The Chase when you were a contestant.
Yeah, I was on the show, that recorded even longer ago, but that aired about 3 years ago. I was on the show, and for some reason, even though they were debating Article 50 in Parliament that day, I was the number one trending thing in Twitter in the UK for about 10 hours. It was ridiculous.
Oh, why so? Why were you...
Well, it was quite a controversial show, and people got very upset because I did the sort of, I got 9,000 in my cash builder, and all of my team took the lower offer, and people got really mad about that.
Right. So you're obviously a fan.
Oh yeah, I love the show. I love quiz shows, and I love quizzes in general. Yeah, I do like the show because it's got that nice pitch where the questions are, some of them are really easy, some of them are moderate, and some of them are hard. So everybody can have a go at it.
Yeah, and then multiple choice is always good because you can shout at the telly at home.
And the question writers are brilliant because they put in, you know, they put in at least one question every episode just to make Brad laugh. They put in controversial ones with like ridiculous answers you can't believe are possibly true. And it gets people talking. It's a really good show.
Yeah. And have you been on any other quiz shows on telly?
I was on one called Rebound, which was a sort of daytime show on ITV. And I came second in that. That was about a year before I went on to The Chase. And before that, my last time would have been on Saturday morning TV on RTE in about 1991.
Right.
I can't even remember the name of the show, but I was on a Saturday morning quiz show on RTE when I was about 10 or 11.
All right. So you have a history.
You have a
show reel, yeah. So which is the most daunting, being a contestant or being a chaser?
Oh, being a contestant, absolutely. It's so much more intimidating because you don't know what it's like, and it's very new, and you come onto the show and the cameras are there, and you know the set comes up, the music comes up, and you realize that 5 million people are going to be watching you make mistakes. So it is much more daunting being a contestant.
Is it? I would have thought you've a lot more to lose as the chaser because you're been put up there as somebody who knows things about things. Not only that, but if you lose, you cost the program makers money.
Well, first of all, it's not my money, so
you don't care. Fair enough.
So it doesn't come out of my money. So right. Big thing. But yeah, I don't get bothered about the money. Right from the start, they said, don't worry about the money. It's not a thing. We have a budget for it. You know,
yes.
The whole point of the show is that we have to lose occasionally. If we won all of the time,
it'd be boring.
It's really dull. And, you know, I've lost substantial amounts of money already because I've recorded quite a few shows.
Oh, have you? How did that feel? The
first time when I lost a large sum, I was... I was a little bit nervous because I thought, you know, they're going to be mad at me. But they just said, this is going to be a great show. People, loads of people will be talking about it. It makes great TV. They genuinely don't mind. They have a budget for it. And like Mark Labette keeps really, really exhaustive statistics on the show. We win on average 3 out of 4 shows. So it's really not.
Okay. Well, what did you have to go through to become the chaser? Were you sat in a room and hundreds of questions thrown at you to see how you did?
Actually, that's exactly So when I was on the show, about a couple of days later, I got a call from one of the producers, and I thought it was my mates in Rathcoole, you know, pranking me and getting some of the call. But it really was them. And sorry, my dog is barking in the background.
What's his name?
Her name is Juno, and someone has knocked at the door, and she's going crazy.
Okay.
They called me up and said, did you want to come in and audition? And I said, absolutely, you know, love this. And I went in and sat down and had tons and tons of questions thrown at me, just to see how I do. And we did some like recordings with, you know, cameras and stuff, yeah, to see how I'd fit on camera. And I did a couple of screen tests in the studio, and yeah, they just picked me. It was great. But that was a 2-year process.
Right. It was long. I've seen in a number of places where you've been interviewed that you say you don't suffer with nerves. You don't get nervous.
I don't get stage fright, so I don't get worried. I'm not scared. I get a bit sort of hyped up. I like it, and I get sort of,
right,
you know, a bit of an adrenaline rush. So they joke at me and laugh at me because when I'm standing at the top and waiting for the cameras to come up, I sort of bounce up and down on my heels, and it looks like I'm doing a little dance. Right. I can't dance, so it's not dancing. But I get really excited, but I'm not scared in any way. I love it. I don't get bothered by it at all.
Right. What do you do? You're in Oxford.
Yeah, so I work in the biochemistry department in the Davis lab, and we're working on trying to understand how brains work. So we want to know the molecular basis of how memories are made, how brains grow and develop. But we do that like right at the molecular level, and we use flies as a model for humans.
So do you reckon, well, you obviously do, you'll know the answer to this, but now that I'm chatting to you, right, and I've a memory of speaking to Dara Ennis, the new chaser on The Chase, so the chemical construction of my brain has changed as a result of that memory going in.
Yeah, not just chemical construction, actually the physical construction. So if you remember something past about a minute or so, there has to have been new synaptic connections.
Right.
So the nerves have grown and connected that quickly. Your short-term memory, your really short-term memory in your brain is measured in seconds. It's not in minutes. So it's really, really quick. And the whole basis of our research is that transporting proteins and things to make those new connections is too slow for that to happen that quickly. So we're trying to figure out how those really quick connections grow. What controls that whole process? That's what we do.
Right. And what's the hypothesis?
The hypothesis is that, so you have DNA in your nucleus of your cells, and when you want to make a protein, you copy it into an RNA for the instructions. We hypothesize that those instructions, that RNA is actually kept stabilized right at the end where your synapses are, at the end of the cell. And it is. We've proved that, so we can visualize each individual one.
So RNA is the thing we're going to hear more and more about, and it's at the heart of the vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech and the other one from Moderna. And this week as well, it must have been exciting to be in Oxford.
Oh, yeah. So we've had another announcement from those really brilliant people on the vaccine group. So I'm only working on, you know, we're working on some COVID stuff, but we're not doing vaccines.
Okay.
They're really, they've shown that it really does work in older people, and we're just waiting on the stage 3 trials. And once that's published, then the next step is to get it regulated and produced. And a company here has said they can produce 2 billion doses in 2021 if it's approved in January.
It must be very frustrating because they can't even high five each other.
No, they can't. But the one of the leading people in it, Professor Gilbert, Jennifer Gilbert? Yeah, she's one of the leading vaccine people in the world. So if she says it's good, I'll definitely
take it. Okay. We were so proud last night when we saw Chaser Dara Ennis was introduced. However, our nerves were shattered by the time the show finished. We found we were cheering on the chaser instead of the participants, as we normally would, says Maeve. And good man, Dara. Listening from Brooklyn, New York. Well done on the show. Doing that Ennis name proud. That's Tig Ennis.
Oh, Tig.
Yeah,
I know him.
There you go. Yeah, from Rathcoole as well.
With Tig.
Did you? Was there a couple of Ennises? Are you related to him?
No, we're not related. So our next door neighbours were coincidentally Ennis.
Were they?
And Tig is from a nearby village called Saggart, and he was in school with us as well, yeah.
So there's three Ennises in the class?
Three Ennis. Well, Tiger's in the year below me.
Oh, is he right? That must have been confusing. Bradley Walsh is a man I would love to have a pint with, says somebody.
Brad doesn't do pints, he does cocktails, but yeah.
Okay, right, there you go. There's a bit of information for you. Saw Darren on the show today. Well done. Love Bradley too, says Aina. And saw him today, and for the first time ever, I cheered for the chaser, says Frank. So yeah, you have fans there. Now, the wardrobe is important as well. Everybody has their look.
Yeah.
So your look is sort of Wild West a bit, is it?
It is a bit, yeah.
Go on, explain that to me.
So this was when I went in, they asked me what I wanted to have as my outfit. And I was just so excited to be there. I told them I'd wear like a chicken suit or something. I didn't really care, whatever right. they wanted. So Sheena, the wonderful woman who's in charge of wardrobe for the Chase, made that all up herself. She just came up with the look on her own. So she got that jacket made for me.
It's sort of velvety thing, velvety yeah, paisley.
Yeah, it's a kind of velvet, sort of rough velvet paisley with like green and blue and everything in it. And then she decided she wanted a bolo tie because it would be very different from the others.
A bolo? What's a bolo tie?
The cowboy tie, the two thin strips.
So it's just like a lace nearly, like a lace with a... Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like a brooch.
Yeah, like the lace ties. Like you see sort of, you know, cowboys or colonel.
Yes. Right. Which, and you're not a cowboy, you're not a menace, but there you go. This is your new persona.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, good luck with everything. Good luck with it. And it sounds like you're really enjoying being in the spotlight and enjoying being a chaser. It all sounds good.
It's great, to be honest. Thanks very much.
And have you people still at home? Were you planning on coming home? Are you coming home? Or what are you going to do for Christmas?
As soon as there's a vaccine, I'll come home. But my parents are both older and I wouldn't take the risk of travelling. So I'm going to have a Zoom-related Christmas with my parents. And as I think the day there's a vaccine available, I'll get it and then I'll book a flight home.
Okay, and I'd say there's a lot of people like you. And we just have to reimagine Christmas this year. Deirdre Henchy. Says
oh, Deirdre.
Yeah, she's your cousin, you know that.
But I'm just telling her, my godmother.
She's your godmother, so she's very proud of you. Okay, Dara, thanks for taking the call. Good luck with everything.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.